Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for September 14th. Sorrows from Isaiah 15 to 18. Isaiah was a prophet not just for Judah and Israel, but for the surrounding peoples as well, many of whom were relatives of the Israelites. The word of Israel's prophets was deeply respected among these peoples, oftentimes more than in Israel itself. Think of Jonah or Elijah and Elisha. They were highly regarded by the kings of other lands and persecuted by their own people. At any rate, Isaiah is given a vision for the future of the surrounding peoples. Moab, descendants of Lot, from whom David came in part through Ruth, was to be utterly destroyed by marauding forces and wasting famine. And this broke the prophet's heart, Isaiah 15:5 and 16:9. So too, Syria's populace, once allied with Israel through David and Solomon's kingdom, would also be overrun by the Assyrian menace for their idolatrous ways. Isaiah was heartbroken for them. It is one thing to see, perhaps, well-deserved punishment coming on a people for their sins. The prophets of the Bible all gave particular voice to it. It is entirely another actually to want it to come upon them. In no way did the prophets ever fall into the latter camp. To Isaiah, to Jeremiah, to Amos, to Elijah, to Hosea, the cost of God's judgment on anyone was incredibly high. Who would wish the wrath of God on anyone? Think of it, my friends. Why did Jesus weep over Jerusalem? Because he knew what was coming onto the people he loved. Why did Jesus often speak of hell in such vivid terms, as he did in the parable of Lazarus and the rich man, or in speaking of the cost of causing children to stumble? Because he wanted people to find the way of life and avoid hell altogether, see John 3:16. Devastation will come on peoples. Our shores have been struck with many things in recent years. Weep, my friends, for those who suffer. You are a kingdom of priests. Remember your calling in times of trouble. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.